Have your Bible this evening, if you'll be turning with me to the book of John in the 9th chapter. That's where we'll begin our study in just a moment. Good to see each of you out tonight with your Bibles ready to study. Appreciate so much Brother Chris preaching this morning. I've heard he did a good job, and I'm so thankful for the men who preach here. Brother Chris, Brother Robbie, Brother Travis, and everyone who does. We appreciate so much the good work that they do. In the book of John, in the 9th chapter, if you will, look at verse 1. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. This evening, for just a few moments of our time, I'd like to put into your mind what a difference it makes when Jesus passes by. Can you imagine what it would have been like to have lived in the day of Jesus and to see the Son of the living God with your own eyes? I've tried to imagine in my own mind what it must have been like to have been there when he did many of his mighty works. And most have had a wonderful blessing to be able to say, I saw Jesus pass by. But I'd like for us to look and notice that when Jesus passed by in the life of an individual, that he changed that life. In your Bible, in the book of John, in the 9th chapter, you'll notice the man that Jesus saw as he passed by was a man who was born blind. And notice that Jesus is going to heal that man of his blindness. I've often thought about how that man had never been able to look upon the one that he loved. He'd been born in that condition. And yet now that Jesus passes by and sees the man, and he sees the need of the man, and he sees that he can heal the man, Jesus healed that particular man. And when Jesus passed by, it made all the difference in the world to a man who had been born blind. But then if you take your Bible, if you will, turn with me to the book of Matthew and the 9th chapter. And when you come to the book of Matthew and the 9th chapter, observe with me a second time, we see Jesus passing by. And this time, notice again that Jesus sees a man. In Matthew chapter 9 and in verse 9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew. And notice where Matthew is. He's sitting at the tax office, and Jesus said to him, Follow me. So he arose and followed him. Here was a man that the Jews would look upon as an enemy. Here was a man that was collecting taxes and giving it to the Roman power. And oftentimes they would charge exorbitant taxes so they could keep some of the money themselves. And so here in Matthew chapter 9 and in verse 9, Jesus passes by. And he sees Matthew and he says to that man, Follow me. Have you ever thought that that man at that time left all to follow Jesus? That man left his occupation. That man left his position. He got up and followed Jesus, and that changed the life of that man. No longer would he be going about collecting taxes, but now he would be a disciple of Jesus Christ, going about trying to bring others to the Son of the living God. Oh, what a difference it makes when Jesus passes by. But then if you take your Bible, turn with me to the book of Luke and the 18th chapter. And when you come to the book of Luke and the 18th chapter, notice, if you will, again when Jesus passed by. And this time he passes by another man who was blind. And we know from Mark chapter 10, his name was Bartimaeus. And notice, if you will, it says in verse 35, Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And notice what that man does. that man cries out and says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have you ever thought that here was a man that was not ashamed to cry out to Jesus? But then notice what the crowd says to him. Those who are around him warned him that he should be quiet. But the more they told him to be quiet, the more he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. And Jesus commanded the man to be brought to him. And he asked the question, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Have you ever thought that that man's life was changed, that he was blind, and yet when Jesus passed by, just like the man in John chapter 9, Jesus gave that man sight. Jesus healed that man of his infirmity. He said, your faith has made you well. But don't stop there. Look at verse 43. Immediately the man, after receiving his sight, followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. I thought about that man. Had he not called out to Jesus when he was passing by, he never would have received his sight. Because Jesus was going from Jericho to Jerusalem, where they would put him upon the cross of Calvary. But now then, if you have your Bible for just a moment, turn with me to the book of Luke and the 19th chapter. And when you come to the book of Luke and the 19th chapter, notice again another occasion where Jesus passes by. In the book of Luke and the 19th chapter, you'll remember a man identified as Zacchaeus. And in verse 1, it says that Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. Then notice the Bible says that he ran ahead, climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house. Now here is not someone who is just a tax collector like Matthew. He's a chief tax collector. And here is a man that would be known to the community as somebody that may have charged exorbitant amounts and again pocketed some of the money. And yet this man wanted to see Jesus. And notice what happens. In verse 6, he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And yet when the others saw it, they complained, saying, he's gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. That man changed his life. That man was willing to make a difference. That man was willing to change from sinner to saint. And notice that the divine revelation said today, Jesus said, salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. But now then, let's turn it for just a moment. We've seen Jesus passing by, but open your Bible, if you will, to the book of Matthew in the 15th chapter. And notice a time when some people passed by Jesus. When you look in your Bible, in the book of Matthew, in the 15th chapter, you'll find that there was a time that some looked at Jesus with disdain. And then, if you take your Bible, turn again. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, excuse me. Matthew 27. And look at verse 39. My memory didn't serve me correctly. But Matthew 27, look at verse 39. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Now I want you to note, they passed Jesus by. And notice when they passed him by, he was upon the cross of Calvary. What was he doing there? Dying because he violated the law? No. Was he there because he was some sinner? No. He was there as a sacrifice for the very ones who were blaspheming. He was dying in their place. He was dying as their substitute. And he was dying as the Lamb of God without sin. Now, I want to take that. I want to make application in the lesson series. The first thing I want us to think about is, what do we see when we pass by others? Sometimes, you know, we get caught up and we look at somebody and we don't see their need. All we see is a label. In John chapter 9, when they passed by, many of them said, "Is this not he who sat and begged?" All they ever saw was a beggar. They forgot about his need. They forgot about his soul. All they saw was somebody that was a nuisance. And sometimes I'm fearful that we pass by somebody we could truly help. Somebody that we could teach the gospel to. Somebody that we could look at and they need Jesus Christ in their life. And how sad it is that it was the people of God if we pass by and do not teach the truth. If we do not take the gospel to the lost, pray tell me who will. But secondly, I want you to think about something else. Do you ever see the cross? And how many people have passed by the cross? How many people, instead of stopping and obeying what Jesus has said, they blaspheme and they just pass right on by the cross? There are people today in Shevel, Tennessee, that the cross of Jesus means nothing to them, and they pass right on by. But third, have you ever stopped to think that Jesus is passing by? Have you ever thought that Jesus is passing us by? And here we could be filled with sin and anxiety and worry and fear and doubt and guilt. And yet Jesus came to remove all of that. But you know, my friend, this may be our only chance to call out. Like Bartimaeus, this may be the last chance you ever have to call on Jesus. You know, my friend, this may be the last sermon I ever preach, and this may be the last sermon you ever hear. And wouldn't it be sad that Jesus was passing by and you let Him pass you by without calling out and obeying His word? Wouldn't it be sad to pass by the cross and not see what He's done for us? Wouldn't it be sad for Him to keep on going and us not call out and say, "Lord, help me"? And if you're here tonight and you've never been baptized into Christ, or you need to be restored to Christ, you know what you need to do? You need to call out now and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be baptized or be restored, as together we stand.